Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome. Yes, it is Elizabeth Cookson and you are listening to From the Heart Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. Connect with me after the show through ElizabethCookson.com and make sure to take advantage of my free 2012 monthly angel messages. To get your daily messages from me, click on the blog tab and opt in for my RSS feed. You will be so happy that you gave yourself the gift that keeps on giving. That address again is Elizabeth Cookson. That's C-U-C-K-S-O-N.com. Well, today is a very special day. Your heart is just going to be moved in more ways than you've ever expected. My guest today is Christina Young, and she will be sharing her story and her book called A Woman's Guide to Forgiving Infidelity. And let me just share a little bit about Christina. She is known as the Healing Heart Coach through her work as surviving infidelity expert and relationship coach. She's the author of the book, A Woman's Guide to Forgiving Infidelity, How to Save Your Self-Esteem and Restore Trust. Christina specializes in helping women emerge whole after infidelity with a passion for assisting women to confront and overcome infidelity and other changes in their life which are having a negative effect on their relationships. After experiencing sexual, physical, and emotional abuse, bulimia, and infidelity in her own life, Christina knows the impact it has. In 2007, her husband, Doug, announced that he had been having a continually unfaithful, this just blows my mind, so I hope you're all sitting or driving safely, 24 years of their marriage, this man was unfaithful to her, and this included a string of one-night stands and an 18-month affair with, yes, her best friend. So without further ado, welcome, Christina.
Hello. How are we?
Holy cow. I'll tell you right now, I think what you have been able to do and what you've been able to achieve, there are so many people listening today, and I want to first start with your book and why you wrote the book. And if you want to share a little bit about your background, I know we just shared a little bit, but why did you write this book?
I think so often we sort of say, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, I'd love to write a book. And I always used to, before all this happened, used to think, oh, yeah, I'd like to write a book just about my childhood experiences. But it was very much thinking, oh, yeah, but who wants to know about me sort of thing, my experiences. And then when, you know, what happened with Doug and, you know, with this thing coming through it, it was, I just thought, I've got to help other women. Initially it was just helping, you know, whether they were women or men. I've just now diversified more with women. I don't turn men away, but it tends to be more with women. But the main reason was to help other people, is that, you know, to share my experience. And, you know, you've seen my book, Elizabeth, and, you know, as you probably, you know, there's no holes barred, you know, I've laid my soul out. you know, and this wasn't, you know, to try and be sort of clever or think, oh, look at me. It was purely that the book was done in a way that very much for me also, it was very much a healing process for me to look at how I'd been showing up in the relationship and the impact of things that had happened in my childhood that had had an effect on my life up to that point. And, you know, sometimes when I say that to people, they actually say, what, you blame yourself for what happened? And no, not at all. But I do take some responsibility for what happened in that marriage, because I am a firm believer that it takes two people to form a relationship. It takes two people to keep that relationship together, and it'll to be two people who will break the relationship up. But if I hadn't have been a coach and done, you know, the trainings I'd done and had the knowledge of, you know, about, you know, the difference, you know, the masculine, the feminine, you know, the human needs, the different archetypes, I wouldn't have, you know, maybe things would have been very different. And I may have reacted very much a way a lot of people would do. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners are sitting there thinking, is she crazy?
<You know? laughs> Well, they have to read the book. I think that's the, you know, when I sat down with the book, you know, you share a little bit about your past. You talk about, you know, some of the pain that you had in your past. And we chatted a little bit here just before the show, but we have a lot in common in the sense of I had a lot of physical abuse as a child. I was sexually abused, I would say, a majority of the first two decades of my life, but more people than you have fingers on your hand, which for some people, they're still picking up their teeth, right, to say, oh, my heavens, I cannot imagine, you know, being abused by one person, let alone, you know, more than 10. And that took a lot of forgiveness. And in your book, you know, one of the key pieces that you bring up is forgiveness. And do you think everyone should forgive infidelity?
Yes. Purely because forgiveness is not about the other person. It's the gift you give to yourself. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, you know, it doesn't mean that you condone what that person has done. And, you know, when I work with women, you know, I don't have this magic pill that I can actually say you're going to live happily ever after in your relationship. Some of my clients don't stay together. But the big thing that I work with them on is leaving that, if they do decide to leave, that they leave their that marriage without any anger and resentment, and that they have completely forgiven. Because, you know, if you don't forgive, all you're doing is you're the one that's holding on to all that anger and the resentment, the upset inside of you. And so often is the case that, you know, if you keep that with you, when if you do go into another relationship, you're likely to take that all that stuff is all going to be there. It's all going to go with you. And at some point, that is going to bubble up in that new relationship. So, yeah, I do feel I'm quite strong on that. Yes, forgiveness is important, but it was for me. You know, that, and as I say to people, forgiveness is about what you give to yourself, not what you give to the other person.
Exactly. And, you know, it's really interesting because I think in the whole power of forgiveness, because I lost a daughter, actually, it was 4 years ago this past Sunday, in a daycare provider's home. And the biggest piece for me in that particular, you know, situation was, we really wanted that daycare provider to come to the service. But, you know, when you have all that anger, grief, emotion, everything that's just bubbling through your soul, you finally realize that it's like, wow, how am I going to invite them? Not because I don't want them to come to the service or to be with us, but there's all those egotistical things in your head, right, that you go, I wonder what really happened. Is this something that they really should come or not come? And the interesting thing was the power of forgiveness came so fast in our family that we embraced and brought in the daycare provider and their family so that they were allowed to grieve with us over the loss of our daughter, regardless of what happened. And yes, that is a very difficult thing, but I've also got through a lot of the grieving and the loss because I was able to forgive myself. right? There's things that morning that I did not do. I didn't say goodbye to my children and my family and everything and tell them I loved them. I ran out the door versus being very present and in the moment.
Mm.
And so that's a very big, thing that happened in my life, as well as a lot of, like I said, a lot of the abuse, just like you had infidelity in your marriage I can't even imagine having that can of worms opened and someone to share, oh, by the way, I've been with all these other women, and how that would impact me and how I would feel. And I think one of the biggest things in forgiveness, as you mentioned, is healing ourselves, forgiving ourselves for holding on to it and realizing who we are, right? Mm. The power that we possess.
Yeah. There's just, just quickly something that I just thought of. My husband and I actually did a TV. We were invited onto a TV show. It was like a debate show all back in 2007. And it was all around forgiveness. And there was ourselves. There was a man whose son, who was, I think, about 14, had been actually stabbed to death. Mm. He was like an up-and-coming sort of professional footballer. Then there was a lady whose son had been stabbed to death by his girlfriend. And you could see, like, this man, like, if you lose a child, I think it must be the hardest thing in the world to have to deal with. And, if someone else has actually taken your child from you, I would,
Hey, Christina, I'm going to have you hold on to that, because I definitely want to continue that after our commercial break. You guys are listening to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my guest, Christina Young. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are definitely going to hear about the story that Christina was sharing.
Think things over. I better read between the lines.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Heart with Elizabeth Cookson and my guest, the Healing Heart Coach, and we are talking about her book, A Woman's Guide to Forgiving Infidelity, How to Save Your Self-Esteem and Restore Trust. Hey, Christina.
Hi.
You know, I'm ready to get into some juicy stuff. Let's start talking about how you found out that your husband had been unfaithful for over 20 years.
24 years.
20.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me okay, Christina?
Yep, thought I'd lost you, but no, you're there. Right, how did I find out? Well, we'd actually been on, after I'd done my training as a coach, and then I'd done the relationship training, I felt really good and thought, yeah, I finally knew who I was, what I was, where I was, the path I was on and everything. But the one area is that to the outside world, everyone used to think that we had like the perfect marriage, the perfect family. You know, everyone would look at us and say, oh, you know, your kids are great. You know, you all do things together. You go on holiday, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, little do people know what goes on behind closed doors. And I, because of my abuse as a child, intimacy hadn't been that great in our relationship, and it was like we had what at that stage what I'd call probably an okay marriage. You know, it was okay, it wasn't bad, it wasn't, you know, setting the world on fire, but you know, it was okay. And but I was the one who started pushing to you know, really want to work on the intimacy side of our relationship, which was then, you know, I got him or asked him if he would go to this relationship course, you know, with me, which we went to one, and then, which was like a weekend. And then at that one, we signed up to go back to do what they called an advanced week intimacy course, which was in the October of 2006. And about a week before we went, he was just throwing up every reason of why he couldn't go. And I said, I think you're just running fear, because there wasn't actually any really plausible reason why he couldn't go. And I said, you know, what is it? You know, is it because we got to sit down and, you know, outwardly talk about the intimate side, which, you know, was more difficult for me than it was going to be for him on that. And, you know, but he, bearing in mind at that point, I'd known him for, what, 26 years? I'd never seen him in this space. He was, but I had, you know, it didn't even cross my mind what he was about to tell me. And anyway, we went. And the first couple of days, he was very distant, wasn't really participating that much. And then on, it was actually in Austria that we actually went for this course. And the people, the couple who were running the course, always used to make a big thing of birthdays. And they said to us the next day they were going to take us into the Alps to sort of sell it. And we were going to have a day at a hotel up in the Alps to just do the seminar up there. So we went up there. Well, one thing I'd spoken to Doug about, after we'd been married about 16 years, he told me he'd been abused when he was 11. And I'd said to him he needed to talk to someone about it. And his attitude was very much, you know, no, it's in the past, it doesn't matter. Well, I'm a firm believer that whatever has happened will have an impact in your life at some point and in some way, which obviously it had been. And so he did agree to speak to one of the coaches. And on this particular morning after breakfast, he'd gone off with this coach. I was sitting in the seminar room when he came back, and he sort of just walked in and sort of like took my hand and said, "Oh, I want to talk to you." So, but he, you know, when you just get a feeling, hang on, something's not quite right. But I didn't know if it was good or it was bad. Wasn't quite sure which way we were going. So we went out into this hotel lobby area, which was, it was only a very small hotel. There was nobody else around at this point. And he just stood in front of me. And I'm sure you're aware of Tony Robbins.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, and we'd done his UPW back in 2000. And anyway, Doug stood in front of me and just said, "The truth will set me free." And I said, "Okay, what do you need to say?" And it was, "The truth will set me free." I said, "Yeah, okay, Doug, just tell me." And then I was starting to feel not quite sure what he was going to say to me. And that was when he just said he'd had numerous, he said, I haven't been faithful since we got married. And he started his first sort of encounter was 6 months into the relationship or into our marriage. And he'd had numerous one-night stands. He'd been with a prostitute and he'd had the affair with my best friend for 18 months. And I was just, well, speechless. It was like having an out-of-body experience. It was as if somebody else was talking rather than us. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that, you know, I talk to people about is about whether you live in your head or you live in your heart. And, you know, if you live in your head, you're very much what we say in the red, where if you're in your heart, you're in a green space. And I can remember saying to him is, I think I'm going to find it difficult to stay in my heart or stay in the green. And he'd sort of said, well, do you want to go out? Do you want to go for a walk? Do you want to talk about it? And it was like something just clicked in me at that point. And I just said, no, I've got to get out here. I just need to be on my own. And sort of walked outside of the hotel and basically lost it, just became hysterical. And I spent the rest of that day either sobbing uncontrollably or feeling as if someone had died. It was a very, not a good place to be at all. And it was just total disbelief of what he'd actually told me, really, because he was one person I'd trusted 100% and had never, ever thought he would have done something. Or, you know, if he just said he'd had like one, you know, he'd sort of had one night or something, then, you know, that maybe wouldn't have been so much of a sort of a shock, but this was like 24 years of your marriage. And it's like, well, how did, you know, how didn't I see it? You know, it's then you start looking at yourself and,
right,
you know, sort of, you know, well, you know, are you stupid? You know, how did you not see what was going on? You know, all these different things. But I say until that night, they put me in another room, and I didn't sleep, and I just thought all I want to do is go home. I want to be with my kids. And I'd asked the organisers if they would change my flight to come back home. And Doug insisted on he wanted to come back as well, because he wanted to be the one to talk to the kids. Little did he know I'd already spoken to the two older ones at this point, which was partly that was just really wanting to, I wanted to hurt him as much as he was hurting me at that point. And anyway, we did come back home together. And but it was like once a guy who worked for the organisers took us to the airport, and up to this point, you know, I hadn't even spoken to Doug, and he, you know, he was just sort of trying to sort of be like talk to Doug or talk to me, you know, and bless him, it was probably quite difficult for him at the time. Anyway, once he'd left and we'd gone through and we got on the plane, it was like I became a demon possessed. I just was so angry, and I was firing all these very explicit questions at him, which a lot of them I wasn't even waiting for an answer. It was like just one after the other. And I thought I was talking quietly, but I found later I wasn't.
The whole airplane heard you. the whole airplane and people on the ground, they still heard you. I can only imagine, Christina, what you were going through the whole experience. I mean, I can't even fathom the emotions that were going through and how you felt. I just want to share with our listeners, you guys are listening to From the Heart Radio. This is just a reminder that if you want to ask Christina any questions, our call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. You can also ask your questions through our instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. And visit Christina's website at christinayoung.co.uk. When we come back, Christina's going to share a little bit more about how she was able to get her heart back in the green and maybe some of those biggest causes of infidelity. We'll be right back.
How to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we are back with From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my special guest, Christina Young. And we are going to take it up a notch and find out how she got in the green. Obviously, she has been through that roller coaster of emotions and pain and experiencing forgiveness of the infidelity of her husband. And I like, first of all, Christina, you had mentioned you had a free guide on your website. I'd love for you to share how our listeners can get that.
Yeah, if they just go to the website, which is basically www.christinayoung.co.uk, and once they get onto the first page, there's actually a box on the right-hand side. If they just fill in their name and email, it will be sent to them.
Wonderful. And you know what? I would love to start with it. Like I said, I read through your book. It's absolutely wonderful. There's a lot of exercises in there. Once you got to that place and you're like, okay, I have now gotten the anger out. I've screamed as loud as I could and got all those emotions out.
how were you able to overcome the infidelity and move on?
Well, once I'd actually decided, you know, as I say, I dealt with all the emotions. And during that period, I did a lot of work on myself in sort of healing me, if you like. As I say, through prayers, through meditations, I read a lot of, you know, there's a lot of books out there, positive books, not on coaching books. I don't mean coaching, but I mean just positive books you can read. And just focused on me, and also allowing the emotions to come up. You know, some people will want to suppress their emotions and try and push them down. And I do believe that by doing that, at some point, that will manifest somewhere in your body. And I'm a firm believer in the relation of health and events in your life. I know not everyone has that feeling, but that for myself personally, and I have seen various illnesses I've had over the years, I can relate now to what was going on with me at that time. So, you know, for me, I knew that's why I had to be very much back into the heart space, the green space, as I call it. And then the biggest thing is what I'd recognized is in our relationship, and Doug did as well, is communication. And this is what I find when I work with people, is that communication, people often don't know how to communicate at the right level with their partners. You know, yeah, they might chat and everything fun, but it's about getting beneath the surface and actually being completely honest and open, even to the point if that, you know, maybe there's something your partner is doing. You know, I'm not talking just infidelity. You know, it could be something that's maybe not that major, but just something that perhaps irritates you or whatever in the relationship, is that people either want to just like point the finger and blame or end up having a row about it, rather than actually stepping back and then saying, you know, look, hon, this actually isn't working for me, you behaving like this. Can we talk about it? And it's the more that people can stay in their hearts, you know, the better a relationship will be. I'm not saying that, you know, every relationship just floats along on this fluffy cloud and it's all perfect, because we don't have
I'd like to order one of those, by the way, Christina. That's what I'd like. the happy day scenario all the time with the kids and everything, the dog, the whole nine yards. That's what I want.
So absolutely. So would I. You know, it's like people say to us, oh, you must have the perfect relationship. Absolutely not. You know, we don't. You know, we certainly have a much better relationship than we ever had before, because that was one thing we recognized. We didn't want the old relationship back because it was obviously flawed. You know, and, you know, it's when I, part of the, when I was writing the book, one, that was very healing for me. It was quite hard at times, you know, sort of having to relive, if you like, all the experiences. But it was also very healing. But what it also did, it got me to see how my past had such an impact on who I was as a person and how I was showing up in the relationship. And, you know, people, you know, said to me, do you blame yourself? And, you know, no, I don't blame myself. I don't condone what Doug did. But I do take responsibility, some of the responsibility, because I am a firm believer that, you know, it takes two people to get together in a relationship. It will take two people to have that relationship, and it will take two people for the relationship to fall apart.
And it's amazing. It truly is with, you know, when you finally come forward and you speak your truth. And I can share this honestly that, you know, everybody wants the perfect relationship, and everybody has the ups and downs, and, you know, you see things from an outward appearance. Mm-hmm. And what I have found in the last probably 5 years, I'm more direct. And I'm more just upfront and tell it like it is. And sometimes it's a little hard to hear, right? And in our relationship, that was one of the things with my husband. I'm like, I'm just not happy. I want this, this, and this, right? And so I would express how I felt. And I thought, you know, a counselor might have been really good to translate that for me, because I was sharing from my heart and how I felt. And sometimes the words don't translate. So women are more emotional. They come from the heart. And men are, you know, sometimes more black and white. Some are not. Some are more on the emotional side, and women are black and white.
Yeah, men are very logical. They come from a very logical place.
Yeah.
But I think it's, you know, the when I talked about earlier about how to communicate with people, and yes, you know, we talk about like coming from the heart place, but you, I think sometimes we think we're talking from the heart, but what we have to watch is also our tonality. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, because it's very easy to think, oh yes, in our mind we're saying something that is in, you know, we think it's coming from our heart, but actually can actually be quite sort of our tone is not actually saying that. And
it can be painful too for the other person who's listening. And one of the things, you know, that we do in our relationship is we express from, I feel this way. So it's not a part of me pointing blame or pointing my finger at him, like you're not picking the dishes or you're not cleaning the dog or whatever it is, right? It's
absolutely
more about, I feel this way, because it's about Elizabeth and how I feel, and not pointing any fingers outside of myself. And one of the things that I just loved about your book was the different exercises, like looking at yourself and, you know, how are we behaving with each other and how are we feeling, and the importance of that, you know, with one another. There was just so many great exercises in your book. Now, do you do, and we're going to have a break here in just a couple minutes, so quickly, I just wanted to hear about your coaching and how you work with relationships. Do you do some of the exercises in your book as well with your clients?
Yeah, when I work with it, how I work with clients is I tend to do it over a 6-session period. So we do, you know, it's very much about explaining to them about really how we operate, if you like, and where we come from. So that's the case of looking at the archetypes and the human needs, you know, the masculine and feminine. And then I have a big forgiveness process I work through with people, and sometimes I might use some of the exercises in the book. I also have a lot of other, you know, exercises as well. So it really depends on who I'm working with. You know, I can't say that I do this and this, because everybody's individual. They might come with,
exactly,
if you like, the same, you know, or the same scenario, if you like. It, say, for example, it's infidelity. But, it, you know, there's different forms of infidelity as well. You know,
what, Christina, that would probably be a whole other show to get into the different types of infidelity. But we are listening. So this is Elizabeth Cookson, and you're listening to From the Heart Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, Christina is going to share more secrets. Stay tuned.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City WeSolveUrbanRace.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my guest, Christina Young. We are on fire, ladies and gentlemen. If you are in your car, we are just about to end this amazing segment about infidelity and how Christina was able to say yes to her life, yes to her marriage, and how now she moves forward and helps others figure out how they can say yes to their lives, their relationships, how they can forgive infidelity and move forward. Christina, welcome back.
Hello.
So one thing I'd like to ask before we end this segment is, what is the most successful way to forgive infidelity?
Ooh, what a successful
way. Not to put you on the spot or anything, but...
I've never thought of it like that. This is the most successful way. Great question. Most successful way. Being honest with yourself. Is to really be prepared to take a look at yourself, because you know what, you know, I don't think there's any right or wrong in life. You know, we're all here doing the best that we can, and I don't think any of us deliberately go out of our way to hurt somebody else. And you know, but I think when things happen in our life, you know, if we can step back and have a look at and think, okay, well, you know, I don't like this. I don't, you know, I don't approve of what's happened, but how have I contributed to it? And, you know, there's, you know, at the time, you know, like in my book, there's some questions, you know, that I asked myself. And, you know, when you can sort of step back and actually answer questions honestly about yourself, because, you know, we're very, I don't mean about just criticizing yourself, you know, in, you know, depending on whatever has happened, you know, I think as women, sometimes we can actually be quite critical. We, you know, we can stand in front of a mirror and find something that we want to, oh, that's not good, or that's not good. Oh, that could be better, you know. Oh, look at those lines around my eyes. Where do they come from, you know? I'm not talking in that way. I'm talking more about, you know, when there's some pain going on, is to really go deep inside and, you know, really ask yourself some powerful questions about what actually is going on for you and what you really think it is. And I know for me, that was actually, you know, at times it was quite painful, because I was questioning then, thinking, oh, I'm not a nice person, you know, oh, you know. And at first I started to beat myself up a bit. But the more I could, you know, be honest with myself, that was all part very much of the forgiveness process. And the other thing that I really endorse is writing a journal. You know, when someone finds out about, you know, if they're faced with infidelity, is to keep a journal of your, you know, and write, you know, whatever, you know, it's your journal, write whatever you need to write. You know, if you want to call him or her, because infidelity works both ways, is, you know, everything you think about him in not a good way. But you're getting it out. You're getting that emotion out of you, rather than keeping it all bottled up inside. But yeah, I think, you know, for success around infidelity is to being prepared to take a look at your relationship and at yourself and how you've been showing up in that relationship.
And it's interesting that you say how you show up, you know, that is one of the biggest things, I think, that we're always pointing our finger outside of ourselves versus looking at ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I think if we just take a moment, and one of my big, you know, things is to be very focused, very present here and now. And if we do that, we just take that deep breath and we just listen. We actively listen to the other person. What is it that's not resonating with us? What is that? And really, you know, contribute to the conversation versus controlling the conversation or controlling the relationship. And by just being present, I think that allows us to really observe here and now. And I know that sounds kind of deep, but being focused, being here, there's a lot to be said about that.
Yeah,
because you know, it's a tribute to one another.
Yeah, and the other, you know, the other thing which, you know, I sort of with people when we go, I get into the communication with them, you know, about effective communication, and you've sort of touched on it there about listening, is, you know, in a relationship, so often, and I know I was very guilty of it in the past, I didn't really listen. You know, he'd be sort of chatting away, you know, because I think, you know, and especially for women, I think they have so many things going. I'm not saying men don't, but, you know, women are sort of perhaps, you know, cooking the dinner, getting the kids ready, and, you know, maybe working and doing lots of other things as well. And it's like, you know, then a man wants to sit down and talk to you, and it's like, okay, and you're nodding your head, but you're not actually really listening. And, you know, it's, you know, as someone said to me once, you know, is, you know, we were given two ears and one mouth for a reason.
So sometimes we need to put something in our mouth. I think that's what it would help us out a lot, Christina.
Yeah. But also, I think, you know, if a woman, which I recognized was another sort of area in our relationship, was I was really controlling. It was all being done at an unconscious level, and I wasn't aware. Until I sort of started to do my learnings and realized, you know, doing my coaching and that, and I learned about all this, you know. But I was, but it, for me, it was like my protection mechanism. It's like if I stayed in control, I couldn't get hurt. But, you know, look what happened. I got hurt so many times. And also, you know, if a woman is in control in a relationship, it's going to make her man feel very insignificant.
And I absolutely agree with that, because I know from my own personal experiences, from my own abuse, from my own past, that one of the biggest pieces that I had to learn to let go of was control, because when you realize the only person you can control is yourself and not others, right? Mm. That's when you really realize, wow, there's a lot to be learned here. And you know what? I cannot believe it is the end of the show, Christina. That went by so fast today, and I feel like there's so much more to talk about. So we'll have to get you back on so we can share a little bit more. So today my intention was to offer each of you the amazing opportunity to hear Christina's story and how she was able to forgive her husband and turn her marriage around. As a reminder, visit my website at elizabethcookson.com and check out the free monthly angel messages. And best of all, check out my daily blog. Honestly, it is the best gift that you can give yourself and your friends. If you are in a difficult relationship or struggling with what to do, make sure you contact Christina Young at christinayoung.co.uk. And I want to thank my guest, Christina Young, for being with us and sharing such sensitive information. And I also want to thank you for tuning in to From the Heart Radio. Please join me every Wednesday at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 2 p.m. Mountain Standard, or Pacific Time. And next week, From the Heart Radio, my guest will be Susan Hunter, sharing For Wholeness. I look forward to inspiring you and living each day from the heart. On behalf of my guest, Christina Young, and myself, Elizabeth Cookson, we wish you blessings and love.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit elizabethcookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit elizabethcookson.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time. And express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.